This is George Fishman from Mosaic of Art. I'm at the Miami Art Museum with Kevin Arrow, who has a multitude of arts-related lives, and he is an exhibitor here. Tell us, please, about your installation.
Well, thank you, George. I was approached by Rene Morales maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and he came by my studio and I sort of gave him a demonstration of what it is I do. And one of the things I do, which is sort of like an ongoing fixation or passion, is the collection of 35 millimeter slides and slide projectors from different time periods. And he gave me an opportunity to do a presentation using a couple of hundred slides, and there's an audio track which you can hear in the background. And so yeah, this is what I've done. I've set up something that I'm calling Cluster Number 3, which is an arrangement of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 projectors.
All different varieties.
That's
and
correct.
Different vintages.
That's correct. We've got the Kodak and the Telex and the Singer and an old Bessler projector. And I'm also displaying, for the first time, I've chosen a particular single slide out of my archive, which at this point numbers anywhere between 50 and 80,000 slide images. And I've made a light box, and it's of a woman attempting to do a cartwheel, and she's dressed in a purple blouse and red pants, and her body, to me, kind of evokes the idea of a rainbow, and she's flying out of the composition, and it's just sort of, I think, an image that sort of symbolizes one strain of images in my collection.
Well, what is the source of your collection here?
Actually, a majority of them are photos that have been found or given to me as gifts, or work that I have shot.
Okay, so some are yours.
Some of these images in here, they look found, but they're actually taken by me.
Where do you get all these?
I cherish slides that were given to me by an aunt and an uncle who were world travelers in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, I have a few thousand slides from them. And then I love finding industrial slide presentations. And I like taking film strips and mounting them in 35 millimeter slide mounts. Also, just colored gels as well fit nicely into the slide mounts, and just projecting sort of a moment of pure color. It's sort of like a moment of rest in the midst of the whole collage.
When you say collage, to what degree do you try to organize, and to what degree is randomness a factor?
Oh, randomness is a major factor, and in fact, as a reference to that, there's an image in this presentation this time of William Burroughs, and I'm a big fan of like the William Burroughs and Brian Geisen's cut-up method.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I believe it was in the late 50s, early 60s, the two of them, they were both writers and visual artists, and they found that if you take a text and you take a page and you slice it vertically down the middle, and then you join it with a secondary text that's been sliced down the middle and read the sentence, you will have created sort of a third piece of literature, you know, a third writing. So I'm sort of doing this visually. I mean, you can come in and see this cluster, and every time you come in, it will be different, and sort of different sort of random sentences are created with the images and the sound.